as a matter of honour, we've come back to play these wonderful two gigs, Fly By Night and Ellington. So great. I've been playing Fly By Night for over 20 years. Cool. Wonderful. Yeah.
Vince, you use your musical portal as a way of expressing your environmental passion for life and love and your kindness towards Mother Earth, which inspires you to the music that you write and also play. Now, you're living in a country right now. How are you finding that? Are you like Jack the Farmer? Or are you like good life, self-sufficient? How's that going for you?
Aspiring to be have the lightest footprint I can on the land. So I grow a lot of food for the kids. I don't have any animals. I don't like enslaving animals. Oh, I do have a couple of chickens. That's not... Yeah. But that's as far as it goes. We're all vegetarians and...
So talking about chickens, Vince, Vichum Budgie, I always find it interesting that you talk about that situation of the budgie, your mother inspired you for that tune. Mm. Finding a budgie as a mentor...
No, I coveted him. I coveted his existence. Not necessarily a mentor, but he clearly knew how to get by in life. You know, everything for free, and all he has to do is whistle a couple of songs. He gets free room and board, and food. And I was struggling at that time to get money to buy a house. And fortunately, land was very cheap then.
Now this evening, I felt very honoured to hear that you've written an original tune with Matt, and you said that it was about chemistry between two humans. Mm. And as we become everything and nothing, and your words were, I forgive you for nothing, I forgive you for everything. Mm. What a beautiful title
of the song, yeah. What a Buddhist attitude to... In this day and age, it appears that relationships, they're struggling because we're all so stressed out and we're all working 2-3 jobs to get by, and how difficult it is to hold a relationship together. And the song is, I watch how relationships can spiral down and how it's important to try and spiral it back up. My girlfriend and I, we just work on spiraling up all the time.
How do you do that?
Well, the first thing to do is to witness it, to see it once, and then explain to your partner or wife or that this is happening. What can we do about it? Because it's just not... It's not healthy. Anyway, that song is about completion, but it's a gentle completion. It's, yeah, I think it was about a couple who'd been together 15 years, actually. But just one morning, they went their separate ways. But there was no animosity, no lawyers, no hatred or horror.
This tune, Vince, is it about someone, like a couple you witnessed? So is that when you see things, use your personal experiences to inspire you to write your music?
Yes, definitely. Everything is coming from personal experience. And also, you've got to keep a little book with you and write down lines as they come forth. The book that we will never write is Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. I remember hearing they wanted to write a book about their lives, but because they split up so often, they couldn't get the time to do it. But yeah, that's where it's coming from, just snippets of... It's like a jigsaw piece that you put together.
That is life, a jigsaw puzzle, isn't it? And you make a beautiful jigsaw puzzle, Vince. In fact, you're not a puzzle, because what is so enormously amazing about you is that you are so centred and together and very dedicated to your music. I also love the other tune you did, Don't Jettison Everything. I mean, I love that tune. I remember you recording that. And this evening, live, you grooved it up quite a bit, actually. It went a bit funky, fusion-y, which was nice. You refreshed it.
It was good. I counted in quicker, and it worked. You know, the boys let loose and they throw all their lovely colours in there. It's the song itself is so open in structure that we can go anywhere with it. And they did, which is good. And last night.
Tell me, Vince, you mentioned the boys, the lads, the guys you're gigging with right now. Mm. Can you tell me a little bit about them, how you found them and how you're feeling on the road with them and how it's all working for you?
I'm really fortunate to a certain degree they find me. A player leaves and I'm very fortunate that that player that left suggests I get this individual or that individual. And I'm so fortunate, I'm blessed to have that offer from the boys, which is great. And tonight we're playing with two Perth boys, Carl Florison and Ben Vanderwaal, who are amazing. Standard of those guys. Standard of the musicianship here is phenomenal.
Can I ask you, did you get time to catch up with them, have a bit of a rehearsal with them prior, or like, did they just jump in and deep end with you?
Well, these guys are really, really good. And Ben on drums, he didn't have a chance to have a rehearsal with us. But he has the ability to make it work no matter what's thrown at him. No, he didn't. A few of those songs he'd never heard before, but he just made it work.
You look like you're feeling really comfortable with your bell tonight.
Well, the audience is good. They're on side. They're really enjoying the music. I have to really make it work just to give them value for the fact they came out to listen to the music. I got to give it all I got. And that's my part in it all, which is great.
But there you go again, Vince. You see, you always seem to feel such a huge responsibility for your music. And I think that's what defines you as a great Australian jazz mentor and leader of a jazz community here. Just well, on a final note, I'm just interested to know about the tune Persistent Resistance. Has your persistence of resistance travelling for you these days with your music?
Well, my job is to write songs. It's what I've got to do. And it keeps the band fresh, especially if I write a half-decent one. And I take an idea to Matt, or Matt takes one of his ideas, his songs, to me, and we sort of sculpt it into something. And that's pretty much my job. And also to affront people to a degree, to alert them to what's happening. Because we're all quite complacent in this modern-day state of affluenza. There's all this stuff still going on. And as the oil said, you know, when you're asleep at night, your bed's still burning. So I like writing songs to alert people. They don't always like it. But there's tongue-in-cheek in there, too. It's like George Bernard Shaw said, tell them the truth, but stick a gag in there, you know? So it's fine balance.
Well, I think that's what you talk about too when you're on stage, and also in your music, is about balance, and with your musicians as well, because what I love about you as a leader of your band and your group and your music is your enormous respect for your musicians that play with you.
And so I should. They're such skillful, wonderful players. I should have allowed them to be. And through that, there's some amazing stuff can come forth. If I can try and control it, as I did when I was younger, I end up with a very stiff kind of, everyone's doing what I want them, what they feel I want them to do. And that's not the way music should be. So I just say, let's do whatever we can with this. Just do what you like, or, you know, as long as we play the music like a band, you can take it wherever you want it to go.
So you're saying that drop the ego and just be...
That's pretty much it. It's what musicians have to do. They have to drop their ego. It gets in the way and it stops you from... It's too rational, the ego. You need to be more intuitive rather than rational. You know? I like the, you know, being intuitive. On stage is a great place to do that. It's the best place to do it. Five of you sort of painting a mural of sorts, and you can only hope it sounds beautiful or looks beautiful, or it's a beautiful project you're working on. And you can do that if you allow everyone to be intuitive. It can be done.
So with your intuition, do you have foresight into where you're going next? Are you bringing out an album next, a new album, or another song you're writing on the road? Tell me more.
Got a new album written. Matt and I wrote a new one. That'll happen. Universal are talking about signing me up again. And I don't know if it's mainstream transnational recording companies can do that much for the sort of music I play, but it appears they're trying to set up a small label within their company, and I hope that it works. Yeah, I'll give them a go.
So, since you've been on the road doing your tour, have you written any new tunes?
I wrote about a young boy, 15, who's quite confused, 14, 15 years of age. The pressure on, you know, the peer pressure, not only that, but the power of the sort of games they play on the computer and the disconnection from the rest of the family, just at that age. Puberty starts, and the song's about a young boy who joins a gang. Haven't got a name for it yet. Sign of the times, so. But it'll happen. It's going to happen in the next few weeks. Wrote another one about this. I'm still writing because I don't have that much pressure on me. I've been doing it a long time. Done 5,000 gigs. I spent 9 years in a hotel room.
Now, you have kids. Do any of them aspire to be as amazing as you in music, or have they gone in different directions?
I can hear them, the music coming forth, and it's up to them, really. I don't know that it's a great life, but I just let them do their thing and steer them towards learning music, particularly piano. If I can do that, it's great. I think we're about to go on this. Yeah?
Well, Vince, I'd just like to say what an absolute honour it is to sit here with you and have an earnest chat to share this with my listeners at RTRFM.